we're sharing.
Good morning.
I'll never drink it, but I'll put it up here anyway. Well, I'll put it down here. It is so good to be back. I'm so glad it's such beautiful weather here in June. Oh, my golly. And it just got darker and damper the further north I came. I was like, really? I told Cindy this morning, I almost put on a black dress, and I looked out the window, and I went, no. Well, it's Daddy's Day. How many people in the audience are fathers? All right. Grandpas? Whoa, great grandpas? Not yet. One. All right. She's only 14. Yeah. 30th? Wow. And the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. What an honor and a responsibility to be a father. What an honor and responsibility to be a parent. What a terrifying event, and what a glorious one. And certainly the role that brings us closest to our divine heritage, that speaks to what we really are, divine beings, creators. It's what we do. It's who we are underneath this fleshly appearance. And I have to look at when I started at 10:20. Okay. I don't want to get the hook. Creation is our nature. And whether we are joining together man and woman to create a child, whether we stand in awe as our children toddle forward and start creating their own lives and on those little feet, and we stand in awe and fear and love, and we do our best to protect and assist them on their way, we are creators. When we see a sunrise and then we want to paint it, when we have a song in our heart and we want to sing it, whether it's in the shower or on the stage, whether we write poetry to a loved one or write books for a living, whether we create businesses and opportunities for others to share in our vision, whether we walk in the temple of creation in nature and take comfort and joy and the upliftment of being in this beautiful creation we're here to share and dance in. This is our nature, and it is profound and outrageously beautiful. So it is puzzling. I'll use that word. It is puzzling, since creation is our very nature, and joy is our very inheritance, and nature our temple, and our hearts our temple, that we find ourselves in a situation in the world today where the very nature, where nature itself, is under great pressure, even attack. We find that environmental protection rules are being rolled back, not forward. Emission standards for cars are being released. Oil is taking place to coal, and the doorway is opening for more and more pollution, not less and less. The things that make our hearts sing, the arts, music, dance, theater, painting, writing, the creative arts are no longer really in existence in our schools. Funding is going away for these things that are part and parcel of our beautiful, divine, creative nature. It's no longer being supported in this world, at least not in this country at this time. What is going on? Even women are finding that their rights to their body, their own creative reproduction, their ability to equal work for an equal wage is being suppressed. Immigration laws are tightening down in threatening to rip children from their parents, from their mothers and fathers, as a way to safeguard against the flood of the other coming to our gates. Why is this happening? One word, fear. Fear. I've spoken here twice, blessedly, and thank you for wanting me back, even though part of this message is just what I've spoken, which is kind of frightening to behold. I've spoken about the ego, and its very core nature is based in fear. So this is the short answer for why we're looking at what we're looking at in this day and time. A moment in time when we're on the edge making a decision whether we're going to go forward and evolve and dance into our divine creative natures and take up that scepter, or perhaps put it aside for a while longer. It's inevitable that we'll pick it up and live it. It's just when. The ego, as I've said before, is frightened because, and I'm going to do a real brief recap, and then I'm going to move into something I've never talked about here before, which is another element to our minds and our ego identity that trips us up, confuses us, and it's the masculine and the feminine. It's the yin and the yang. It's the dualistic aspect of our nature. When a baby comes into the world, remember the first thing it experiences. Light, sound, action, heat, dry, cold, wet, damp, scary, noise. And it's like overwhelming. It's this onslaught of a tsunami of physical expression and sensory data. 11 million bits of sensory data per second assault that little baby's brain through the skin and the ears and the eyes and the nose and tongue. Oh my God, physical, I am physical, body, body, body. Wow. 11 million bits of sensory data is doing the same thing to your brains right now, all of us sitting here, standing here in this room. That is a lot of impressions telling us one message. I'm physical. It's an appearance, and I'm not going to get into quantum physics, but it's quite an effective appearance. This is the root of our fear, because the body can be damaged. It can be hurt. We can be emotionally damaged. We can be mentally damaged. And the second message that our bodies give us, and this is really the crux of the matter and what we're looking at today, is the second message after I am physical is the message of separation that my body gives me. 24/7, every day of my life and your life. That little baby looks out at its mommy's face, and unconsciously, this is all pre-verbal, but the message is, mommy's out there. Daddy, daddy's out there. The milk I hunger for is out there, and somehow I have to get it. My ball is out there. My Banky is on the floor over there. I'm separate. And somehow, I have to learn how to manipulate my environment so that I can get what I want, so that I can be safe and feel safe and be fed on every level. It's unconscious, but this is the foundation of everyone's fear. Not just my fear, not just your fear, everybody's fear. It's totally unconscious. Conscious. And then we grow up and we think that we've got our act together, and we do. But 24/7, underneath everything else, is this unconscious program running day and night that says, I'm physical, therefore vulnerable, and I really am separate from you, and you, and you. And I don't know what you're going to do to me. I feel threatened by the very nature of what my senses perceive. So that's the root core, that's the answer, that's the fast answer to why is what's going on today. We're frightened. And therefore, we're trying to build walls and get economic castles. We're trying to die with, you know, he who dies with the most toys wins. We're following that dead-end philosophy that if we can just have enough material stuff, if we can win, and guys, blessed men, are so good at wanting to win. They have been trained across thousands of lifetimes to win and to protect and to build those walls to protect and create security for his family. It is a program that's in every man in this room, and it's a program that's in every woman in this room. The masculine and feminine are qualities that describe life. And this is another aspect to our mental construct, our identities, that contribute to our basis of fear and confusion. Not only are we separate, isolated, and alone, therefore vulnerable, we also live in a world of duality. Oh my God, did you get this? When the Big Bang occurred, the first thing that was created, and it's not really a thing at all, but there's no other word for it, is positive and negative polarity, electrons and positrons. The very first thing that came into existence, less than a second after the Big Bang occurred. Actually, it's 0.32 zeros, 0.00000001 seconds into creation. Positive and negative were born. This is the foundation of this, positive and negative. If we didn't have these yin-yang, and they're actually archetypal energies that lie at the foundation of creation, if we didn't have opposites, masculine and feminine, yin and yang, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have this, the appearance of this. We wouldn't be able to dance in this amazing creation. So we live in a naturally conflicted arena. We live in a reality where light only happens when there's dark, when cold only happens when there's heat, up and down, good and bad, right and wrong, left and right, male and female, fat and skinny, smart and stupid, loquacious and silent. Guilty on the former. We live in this dynamic, this tension of opposition. Now, the Western mind looks at yin and yang in terms of opposition. Because we live in a very patriarchal, I'm going to build the castle walls, protect the castle walls, patriarchal society at this point. Now, the East, on the other hand, looks at these, yin and yang, as complementary opposites. They go together. It's unity in the disguise of polarity. And where we're going today and what we're wrestling with in the political arena, socially and unconsciously in our own hearts, is this dynamic tension between ultimately the light and the dark. Back in the old days, prior to the Abrahamic religions, in the times of the goddess religions, the dark, the moon, the variable cycles of the moon versus the fixed solidarity of the sun, the darkness was not feared. It was embraced as the great mystery. That womb of potential, the void, the darkness from which life itself explodes and comes forth. But when the tides shifted and we have evolved, and moving into a patriarchal masculine world is an evolution from the deeper chaos of the old goddess reign and the mysteries of the deep and the dark. We were clueless, but we embraced it, had a good time, drank a lot of wine, and nobody really worried about it. Then we decided to put our thinking caps on. And we moved into the masculine expression so that we could learn something more about ourselves. And the masculine expression is beautiful, just like the feminine is. It's highly logical, structured, really loves rules, is very linear. Whoa, once you get a man on a focus, man, he's on target. It's like a missile. Wow! Don't look right or left, and don't confuse me with other things. I'm going there. The feminine, on the other hand, is, well, and the masculine is deeply mental in the intellectual realm. The feminine, on the other hand, is the dance of intuition. It's the dance of emotion. It's the dance of multidimensionality. Well, I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to go there, and I'm going to do this, and while I'm that, I'm thinking about all of that, and... The masculine is direct and penetrating. The feminine is receptive and yielding, soft, hard. Now, these are gross. Now, I could get into political problems here, you know, like, how can you say such things? Everybody's equal. And yes, of course. But that does not preclude the fact that there is a difference between the masculine and the feminine. Not men and women, but the quality of what life is. We are masculine and feminine in all of what we do. Ultimately, that's called balance. And that's unification, that's unity. That's where we're all headed in this amazing evolutionary dance. So we go from the dark, chaotic womb, void, potential, lots of wine, chaotic feminine, into the structured masculine, patriarchal, very heavily religious orientation of, well, let's get a handle on this stuff. And we have, to a great degree, science. Oh my God, quantum physics has showed us, actually brought us right back to the chaos and the dark and of the great mystery of the feminine, because none of this is even really physically real at all. So we stand on a precipice where we're about to go into this next level of evolution called unification, unity. But we're struggling right now, and this is what we're dealing with on the political, social, global stage, is the death throes of the old structure of patriarchy, of religion, which has moved from the dark being the great mystery and the fecund womb from which creation flows to being something evil and to be afraid of. Back in around the year 2000, I was online and really floored that the internet even existed. And I stumbled across an article by Dan Rather, the news anchor. And he was talking about a speech he'd just recently given to a college, Harvard, Yale, something like that, to the graduations. Students. And he was trying to explain why we seemed to be going backwards as far as our protection, this beautiful divine aspect of the masculine to protect creation, to protect the feminine, to protect nature. Why we seem to be backpedaling on that? Why legislation was being passed that was crippling things like the EPA? And he interviewed several congressmen. Sorry, they were Republican. And he asked them point blank, how can you do this? In the face of what we're looking at and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren's lives, how can you be supporting legislation that will continue the furtherance of polluting this planet and potentially offing us all? And they looked at him, and they said, you don't understand, we're on an agenda. And the agenda is the light against the dark. We are going to destroy the darkness forever and live out what the Bible talked about in Armageddon. We are trying to hasten the end of the world. We're trying to hasten the time that will come when the last tree falls and blood rains from the sky. Because then the gates of heaven will open up and the righteous will ascend. And the rest will go to hell.
And of course, we're the righteous ones. So we're trying to move things along so that, you know, humanity doesn't suffer. We're humanitarians. So this is what I read online, and I have not been able to find. I have looked, and that, whatever that was, that is no longer online and to be seen, and I wish I could talk to Dan Rather myself one day, but that's, anyway. But it answers a lot about what we're looking at today. The death throes of the old father, the autocratic, authoritarian father who rules with the whip and the iron fist, rules rather than compassion, limits rather than freedom, security at all costs versus inclusion. This is what we face. And this is what I wanted to say today to our beautiful men in this audience and to every woman in this audience, because it's not just polarization. It's not male and female. We are in this together. We do this dance together. And it is time for us to stand up as protectors. And that doesn't mean go to war. And it doesn't mean point the finger and say, well, you're wrong and you're terrible and I'm not going to vote for you and I hate your guts. And no, no, it's about protecting that beautiful light within that says, this too shall pass and I'm going to do my best to ensure that it does. It's about protecting nature and our children and the dancing light in their eyes by loving them and acknowledging that light over and over and over, every opportunity to protect and nurture that dancing flame within each one of us and know that in these times of times, which it seems we're facing, that this is what we're dancing with. This is that old, long, dark shadow of patriarchy that is on its way out and not quietly into the night. So what I wanted to do was take you through a brief meditation that is for men and for women. It is this nurturing, protective place of responsibility that we can all go to, because we're sitting here in this room and in our hearts and in our minds, we understand this dance, this unity that we're embarked upon. We're not there yet. We're just got our toe in the water, and then it's like you put your left foot in and then you put your right foot out. Yeah, sometimes you're in the groove and in the flow and sometimes you're not. I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know what that is, yeah. But we're getting there. So I'd like you to take a minute, get comfortable. If you got a tight belt from breakfast, just go ahead and loosen it. And take a few, close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. And if you feel any tightness, just focus into that tight neck or shoulder and just take a few deep breaths and breathe into that place. And relax. And another breath. Now I want you, in this state of deep peace and relaxation, to go to a glade, a forest glade or a pasture, a place of nature that calls to you. Whether it's by a running brook, flowers, the fir trees with the breeze sighing through the branches. And imagine yourself in this beautiful place in nature. Inhale the aroma of the grasses. Feel the texture beneath your fingers. Feel the breeze in your hair. Inhale and look around you. You are responsible for all you see, not in the sense that you have to take care of it and mow the lawn, but you are responsible for all you see. Can you respond to that flower? See it in its beauty. Inhale its fragrance. Respond to life with life. Look up into the sky. Those beautiful white fleecy clouds on cerulean blue skies, and inhale their fluffy presence. They are the breath of life. Can you respond to those clouds? You are responsible in this dance of life. Look around. Are there animals? Rabbits, deer, butterflies. Are you responsible? Are you responsible? There's a child in the meadow or in the woods or by the creek where you are, exploring the world, bright eyes, laughter, chubby hands, stubby feet, legs. Can you be responsible for one child? Can you respond ably to that one child? Not pay its tuition to college, not get its braces handled, but can you respond to that one child? In your heart of hearts, can you embrace it and take it up in love and in protection? In your heart, can you do that? What if there are two children? Can you be responsible to two children? Five? 10 children in the meadow, laughing, chasing butterflies. Can you be responsible to 10 children? Can you take them up into your heart and protect them in your consciousness and see them as one with life, flowing, abundant, in grace, creative? Can you embrace 100 children? How big are you? How much life can you contain? Can you embrace 10,000 children? Life, the planet, its waters. How much can you hold? How much can you protect in your heart and be responsible for? A world full of children? That's all it takes, is that divine, creative father, mother love within you, and live from that place. You can embrace the entire world and be responsible for it from this place of unity and love and recognition that you are one with every child, every adult, every animal, every plant in this kingdom. This is our divine paternal and maternal heritage. So, take a deep breath. Feel the love flowing through you for all of creation and all of God's children. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Hi. Fatherhood's a big deal. And exalted evolution of father and motherhood is an even bigger deal. And it's right within our hands and within our hearts. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Add one little more piece to the puzzle of this identity called the ego that is called Kate and Cindy and, oops, Steve. That not only do we wrestle with these old demons of separation and fear, but we also have the confusion of opposites going on, and the play of the light and dark, which is ultimately all one. So I wanted to remind you this morning of that dance and where we're going and how beautiful this evolutionary path is, and to be able to step into that response ability in your minds and hearts with grace and excitement and passion. Thank you so much for having me back here. It is such an honor. Thank you.